Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Gina Browning is here from the SPCA serving Erie County. Hi, Gina.
Good morning.
It's Friday, and you've had an exhausting week, I'm
sure. A long week.
But now we have not just one news hound, but two.
Well, you know, today's 222. And we thought, why not feature two news hounds and take advantage of the day?
That's a great idea.
We've got Lillian and Jasmine. Now, we've got two news hounds who are literally hounds. We've got beagles. One is 10 years old. One is 8 years old. They have been together their whole lives. And they, I'm trying to think of the nice way to say this. These are two full-figured girls.
Aww.
Who are the great personalities.
You got to laugh out of Sandy Beach.
That's right. They have wonderful personalities. They are looking to be your workout buddies. They could lose a little bit of weight. And if you made a New Year's resolution that you've already started falling back on now in February, you know it happens.
You could all be on the same page,
that's
right?
Right. That's right. You could all go on a weight loss plan together.
Oh, I never even put the 222 together. Mm-hmm. But what a great idea. Yeah. So a bonded pair. So right. Are they actual sisters or are they just a bonded pair?
I believe they're a bonded pair. We don't know if they are, we know they're not litter mates because one is 10 and one is 8, but we don't know if they're from any of the same genetic lines or if they were just brought together when Jasmine was 2 years old. We're not sure.
All right. Well,
they look very similar.
They do. And yeah. I know you've got one of the dogs is featured on Twitter, mm-hmm. which you can check at News Radio 930. And then on your SPCA Facebook page, you've got both.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So 11 o'clock this morning, you could come mm-hmm. down and meet Jasmine and Lillian. Right?
That's right. You're going to bring one home. Why not bring two?
You know what? Oftentimes, I mean, if you have mm-hmm. one, it's not that much more to have a second.
Especially in a case like this where they're so heavily dependent on each other, you wouldn't want to bring one of them in. And sometimes, you know, people say the cure for a very needy dog or even cat is another animal. Sometimes people say that about very active animals. The cure is another animal
right.
because then they're more reliant on each other. They run off the energy with each other. These two can afford to run a little bit.
Yeah.
They can run together.
What a great idea. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's been a very active week for you with
yeah.
the Charlie investigation and all of the fallout from that. And there was even a visit this week at the SPCA by Erie County's DA, John Flynn, right?
There was. And it was interesting, the timing of this. We had invited them back when we first moved in and things, days just got away. And they agreed a couple weeks ago to come on in. And the timing couldn't have been better when you think about it, because they really saw what our operation is all about. The DA saw firsthand what we're doing at the SPCA and the cases that they're prosecuting, what it all means to our facility.
Because they're really adding a prosecutor that'll help SPCA cases in the future, right?
They are. And in New York State, there is now a task force or a committee with a DA-appointed ADAs who are serving on this committee to try to just bring an end to animal cruelty in New York State. We've got our ADA, Aaron Hart, has been appointed to that committee, and they all came out this week to take a look at the operation. I'll tell you, DA Flynn is exhibiting zero tolerance for animal cruelty, and it's amazing to see, you know, he's on that level that we used to see with Frank Clark when he was the DA, just zero tolerance. He's taking it very seriously, and it's so good to know that we have him to partner with.
Yeah, it's great to see that he's in your corner.
Yeah.
All yeah. right, and how is the, I guess I'm going to say, the sympathy around Western New York for Charlie?
It's been we've heard a lot from a lot of people who are showing some empathy. They're showing that they understand what the SPCA had to do. And again, we said this a little bit the other day. I'm hoping that people see that we are taking an honest look at these animals. And it's hard to not think with our hearts, but we have to think with our heads. And hopefully people will trust the SPCA.
Right. And as you said the other day, you know, you're a humane society,
right.
not an inhumane society, right. and you have to keep that in mind with a case like this.
Yeah, we take that very seriously.
Gina, good luck with the pair.
Thanks. I'll let you know how we do.
With the girls. Gina Browning from the SPCA serving Erie County. And you can check out their picture. Lillian and Jasmine at News Radio 930.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.